Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The fighting in Syria is spilling over into neighboring Lebanon. At least 5 people have been killed this week in northern Lebanon. Lebanese troops are now on patrol in Tripoli after 3 days of sectarian clashes there. Clashes between Alawite supporters of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and Sunnis who back the Syrian opposition. The BBC's Jonathan Head is following the story from Istanbul, Turkey. Jonathan, did people see this coming?
I think they saw something coming. I mean, Lebanon can never detach itself really from Syria. There are similar, though far more complex, sectarian divisions in Lebanon. And the Syrian government has, of course, been involved in Lebanon at one point, more or less ruled the show there for many decades. Inevitably, what happens in Syria has a huge impact in Lebanon. But it's worth remembering that the political factions in Lebanon have, for the most part, tried very hard to remain neutral and avoided stirring up emotions on Syria. They're well aware of the danger of getting involved and of letting the intense conflict in Syria spill over. But in some ways, Tripoli is a special case. It's a largely Sunni city with very strong emotional ties to the largely Sunni, very strongly Muslim opposition inside Syria, with a long history among the Sunni population there of real antagonism towards the Syrian regime. In days gone by, the Syrian army inflicted a lot of casualties on Sunnis inside Tripoli. So there's a history there. And in this particular place where the conflict broke out, you have a staunchly, very religiously Sunni neighborhood bang next door to one of the biggest Alawite neighborhoods in Lebanon. So if there was going to be trouble, it was bound to happen here. And indeed, there have been clashes that have erupted here before since the Syrian conflict broke out.
Well, and you remind us the fighting is often neighbor to neighbor between Lebanese in Tripoli, but also across the border, Syrian forces, as you say, attacking across the border from Syria. But what impact on all of this do the thousands of Syrians who fled from Syria to Lebanon have?
Inevitably, again, quite a lot, because Lebanon's taken a different position than the Turkish government. Where I'm here, Turkey does have certain Sunni, non-Sunni issues. That's a largely Sunni country, but the Turkish government is very strong, it's very popular, and it has taken the decision to establish large refugee camps and welcome the Syrians coming across, who are largely Sunni, like the government here. There has been some local resentment here in areas down in the south where there are Alawite communities, but nothing that really disturbs the stability of Turkey. Lebanon's taken a different approach. They're very nervous of having large-scale camps, which they fear in the more lawless environment of Lebanon could become, in effect, bases for the armed opposition inside Syria. So instead, Syrians who fled over the border have simply had to find shelter wherever they can. Sometimes it's makeshift camps. Sometimes, a lot of the time, they move in with relatives and with families. So these families get very emotional when they hear about what these Syrians have been through, the dreadful things they've experienced in cities like Homs, and a lot of them have gone to Tripoli. Tripoli is a very poor city. There's a lot of unemployment, a lot of young men there, and they're hearing all these stories of their co-religionists in Syria being hit so hard by an Alawite government, a Syrian government dominated by a sect that they don't respect or recognize. That inevitably has really fired up emotions. And these days, in the Sunni neighborhoods of Tripoli, you see open support for the insurgent Free Syrian Army. Right next door, we're talking streets next to streets, to the Alawite neighborhoods where people are showing portraits of President Assad. And with the refugees in there, you know, we've all seen the terrible pictures of what the Syrian government has done to these rebellious Sunni neighborhoods in Syria. So you can imagine what effect that has on their people who feel they come from the same kind of sect and clan, hearing those from people they're related to have come to stay with them.
Well, what do you think is going to happen here? It's being called all-out civil war in Syria. How much do you think it will be more inflamed in Lebanon, and you know, what's to be done about it?
Well, it is a terrible situation where I think most people feel completely helpless. If you want a comparison, probably the best and most dismaying comparisons to make are that currently Syria is something a bit like Bosnia in the 1990s or maybe Iraq in the middle of the last decade, a really bitter, almost insoluble civil war. And you have to remember, Lebanon has a very unstable political system, a balance between factions who've often been at war in the past. Currently, it's dominated by Hezbollah, allied to the Shiites there, who are a significant community, and of course allied to Iran, and they are supportive of President Assad. But they are having to be very careful about what they say, and they're being very careful because there are large communities, not just the Sunnis in Lebanon, who are very opposed to what President Assad is doing. It's like walking on eggshells, really, and everyone expects those eggshells to crack at some stage.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. Thanks so much.
Thank you.